Okay, well, thank you very much. Scott's presentation was really a good segue into this, and this is going to be by way of a self-help kind of a program. I'm glad to see that there are actually some students here who may be job seekers. I was afraid I was going to be talking to all the mentors of students by the time this ended. But this is a self-help guide to finding a job, primarily in the federal government, with kind of a nod towards state government employment, because there is a parallel. So I'll provide you a source where you can find opportunities at the state level, and my focus is primarily on the federal level. So it's kind of an analogy to the Home Depot ads that I'm sure you've all seen on TV, particularly if you watch sporting events, but you can do it, and I hope that this might help. So first of all, I want to tell you where we're going with this today, and with just a very brief outline. What I'm going to do is give you an overview of where the jobs are, again, primarily in the federal government system, and some reasons why you might want to consider applying for a job in federal service. And then kind of a brief scan of how you can go about looking at what's available for you as an entomologist, and how to prepare for a career in federal service, including how you make an application for a federal job. And that'll take you on specifically with how to apply, and then we'll look at what some of the hot areas are right now, what's in demand right now, and then a view of where jobs will be perhaps when you're ready if you're not quite there yet. So first of all, where the jobs are. There's a very nice publication, and there's a website. There's a Partnership for Public Service, and they have a lot of really good documents that are learning tools. And I'd say that for those who are mentors, there are also a lot of tools for mentors to guide you in advising students who might be interested in jobs in public service. So this public partnership is a good place to start. And one of the things in this guidebook to red, white, and blue jobs is 10 great reasons to answer the call to serve. And you probably know quite a little bit from your own advisor about jobs in the academic environment, and you've heard from some of the other speakers about jobs in the private sector now and various places. But if you look at this document, I've just shown two of the 10 reasons to answer the call to public service. First, the federal government is the nation's largest employer in its hiring. If you listen to Scott talking about traditionalists and baby boomers, and you look at my hair and some of the other speakers, that we fall in the category actually of traditionalists, some of us, and certainly a number of others are baby boomers. A lot of us will be retiring very soon. So there are opportunities. As this says, half of the nation's 1.8 million federal employees are going to be eligible to retire within the next 5 years. And that's a lot of openings. And a lot of those openings are openings that would fit someone with a degree in entomology. So okay, you might think you could be interested in a job in public service. So let's look at some of the pros and cons. And to be really honest, we'll look at both. First, some of the pros. It is public service, and I think the response to young people in the recent election shows that there seems to be a resurgence of interest in public service and dedication to selfless service of the nation. So this is a reason to work for the federal government. And the federal government does put considerable focus on work-life balance. For example, I work a 4-day, 10-hour schedule. I have a 3-day weekend every week. USDA makes that possible. A lot of other careers, you can't do that. There's great flexibility in the work environment. There is equal opportunity. MakingTheDifference.org says there's no discrimination. I guess that's maybe not exactly true, but there's less discrimination in federal service and in state government service than there is in a lot of other occupational positions. There's reasonable pay. You won't get rich, but you'll have a good working wage, and there's potential for increase through a progression of steps in federal service. There's good job security. You will have a probationary period, but once that probationary period is over, as long as you perform at a successful, reasonable level, you have good job security. There are great retirement benefits. In fact, some of the current plans on the table for health benefits for the public emulate what we as federal employees enjoy. And that's that the health plan, the thrift savings plan, all of those benefits are pros to working for the federal government and also the state government. But there are some cons. First of all, is this idea that it is a big bureaucracy and you can be just one of many in a number. There are rules and regulations, and sometimes those may seem restrictive. I've found that the case myself occasionally. And you must adhere to administration goals. And no matter what your political bent is, the chances are in your career that you're going to be working for an administration that doesn't share your views. But nevertheless, you need to adhere to the administration's goals. Sometimes the federal bureaucracy is slow and plodding, and it can be a drag, and it may be a problem for you trying to push things along. It's like trying to steer a big ship, and it takes a long while to turn it. Right, Stan? So those are pros and cons, but on balance, the balance may vary. It can vary over the day, it can vary by year, and it can vary by administration. So, you know, you have to weigh the pros and cons as you go along. Okay, now let's start to explore opportunities. My focus is going to be on four agencies. Since I work for the USDA, that's where my focus lies, and it's within ARS, Forest Service, NRCS, and APHIS that I'm going to show you some statistics for. But the fact is that there are a lot of opportunities for research and some outreach, and also in state and federal regulatory laboratories as well, and agencies. And these are the logos of most of those that are available. If you explore the opportunities, this represents a trend in employment for the years 2003 through 2007 for the four agencies that I mentioned. And it doesn't look like there's much growth. In fact, it's pretty flat. But if you look in more specifics at these agricultural agencies, these are figures just for the second quarter of fiscal year 2008. In the areas of natural resources management and biological sciences, these are new hires just during that quarter. So the federal government is in fact hiring in these agencies. As you can see, somebody mentioned early on about APHIS and about potential for positions in APHIS, and that certainly is where opportunities lie. I'm going to skip the military things because Stan's going to deal with that next, and that's another place for opportunities. So most federal government websites do give you information about career opportunities. So that's a good place to start your search. So what I'm going to do is go through a number of websites for federal agencies and point out how you can see what agencies offer. So when you start your job search, that's what you'd want to do, is scan some federal agency websites and look at them. Learn what the agencies do. In other words, what is their mission? just as Scott gave the mission in the private sector, every agency of the federal government will have clearly posted on their website what their mission is, and you'll find things there that interest you. You'll find if you don't want a job that's regulatory, you might not want to go with APHIS because that's their mission. So you know, read the mission statement, look what they do, see where they're located. If you're a home person, you want to be employed with the federal government someplace near where you've grown up, you want to see whether or not their focus is mainly in the DC Beltway area, or do they have field locations? Where are they located? Where are the opportunities? So check that out. Look at job titles and profiles. Entomologist, biologist, environmental scientist, range specialist, technicians, foresters, all of those things. And don't sell yourself short if you're a student. Entomologists are, or have the potential to be, ecologists, biologists, toxicologists, environmental scientists, and more. And entomology degree programs, at least the ones that I've been familiar with, have flexibility enough and broad enough preparation in sciences that you can qualify for a lot of these positions, even if they're not called positions for an entomologist. So check out the opportunity pages on government agency websites. And then last, but certainly not least, use the USA Jobs website. It's a really useful resource. So here are some agency websites and how they're laid out. If you look at, this is the APHIS website, the homepage, you'll see on their banner, career opportunities. And the agency websites generally have a variety of ways of approaching that. So also on there, at the bottom of the page, you'll see find a job at APHIS. If you look at the Forest Service, you'll see a Forest Service page that says jobs. Go there. EPA. EPA has a multiple ways of finding. They have a careers home. So look at the careers home. And they have a section that says life at EPA and the benefits. And then also EPA at USA Jobs. I mean, they're really looking. They're trying to do like Tom Turpin says. They want to increase their visibility. They want to make their jobs easy for you to find, and people approach it in different ways. So how do I find job openings? Learn how to apply. Find out about benefits, all of those things. Now, this is the U.S. Department of the Interior, and they have an occupational website. This is the Department of Interior jobs page. I know you probably can't see this, but I just wanted to point out a couple of the areas on this. It's for biological technicians and biologists and biological scientists. So, you know, they have them listed by all of the components of the Department of Interior. Everything except under the office of the secretary is looking for jobs. So here's another one. The Bureau of Land Management careers site, go there. Careers in demand on their site. Biologists at the top of the list again, and entomologists certainly qualify as biologists. So go there. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They have sciences positions, and when you pop that up, the first thing it says is scientist positions, what we do, and there on the second line it says biological sciences. And if you look further within that area, you'll see wildlife biologist positions, and you read the little brief description and you'll see that entomologists even can fit there. Judy's presentation says, you know, when she's talking about wildlife ecology, well, insects are an important component of the ecosystem and their positions there. Natural resources specialists, again, duties include controlling, preserving, and evaluating a natural resource or natural resources function. Work activities include protecting threatened and endangered species. And you know, on and on you can go. Natural resources specialists, and so on. Smithsonian Institution. Now, who wouldn't want to work for the Smithsonian? Right on their site. Job vacancies. and they list them by the different units of the Smithsonian, the National Collections. There's entomology. And the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center. And there's ecology. So how do you find all of those if you don't look at all our websites? The overall source for job listings in the federal government is this USA Jobs website. And it's better than most federal websites, I'd say. It's really, really useful. And there's a wealth of information there. So you want to spend some time studying this site if you're interested in a job in federal public service. So where do you go? The first thing to do is to learn the process. And there are tools on that site to help you do that. There's the Information Center on the USA Jobs site. And it tells you how jobs get filled. And it tells you something about building your resume, KSA, and interviewing tips. What are KSAs? Well, the federal hiring process is a little different, folks, than when you apply for a job at an academic institution or probably in the private sector. KSAs are knowledge, skills, and abilities. And when you apply for a job, there are a set of questions that you have to answer. And it takes a little bit of learning to understand how to do that. But there's help there. So it'll tell you what you do to address the KSAs. There are also special opportunities for categories of applicants. So you can see information, and I'll get to that in just a second, for various types of groups of individuals applying for federal jobs. You can tailor your search by doing the My USA Jobs site. You can tailor that for yourself. So that's a great place to go because you can develop your resume on the site and learn more about the hiring process. So, but maybe you're not quite ready for prime time. Maybe as a student, you'd like to investigate an internship. Well, there is a studentjobs.gov website that you can go to check out shorter term internship possibilities, summer employment. I just learned today, Kevin's not here anymore, but there's a Texas A&M student I understand who now has an internship position with the National Department, Ag Department, NAGDA, whatever it is. Yeah, NASDA, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, has an internship in Washington, D.C. I just found that out. I'm going to have lunch with her one of these days. So there are those opportunities. And then the special categories that are there. There's for disabled people. The federal government makes a real effort to accommodate disabilities of various types. And there are several ways you can get at that information, either through the USA Jobs site with the disabilityinfo.gov or through the US Personnel Management website. So there's also a site for Veterans Employment Resource Center. And for example, I served as a Navy entomologist. I got out of the service and went back to school and got my degree. Well, when I went to apply for a federal job, I found that, wow, there's a veterans preference for federal jobs hiring, and I had a 5-point veterans preference that may have helped me get the job I'm in. I certainly claimed that veterans preference. So let's look a little bit at some of the data and statistics that are out there right now as to what's available and what may be available in the future. And this is from several sources. It's from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management and the U.S. Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're really great websites to investigate. And then last but not least, our agency, CSREES, Cooperative State Research, Education, and Extension Service, has a food and agricultural education information system that has some information, statistics, and projections as to where employment opportunities will be for the future. So we'll look at some of those, and then this website, just makingthedifference.org, which is a great place to look, that gives you information on who's hiring, what they're hiring, and where. So this is the FAES site, and this is the Making the Difference site, which is the best place to go. And if you look at environmental and sciences positions, the Department of Agriculture, you see, is hiring, and the Department of Interior, and that's at makingthedifference.org. There are academic quick guides that give statistics on where positions are, what part of the country, and who's hiring. The U.S. Department of Labor, the Department of Labor Statistics websites, has information for job seekers. And this site has employment projections. So we're going to look just briefly at a few of those. This is job opportunities in three areas: forensic science technicians, environmental sciences, biological technicians, and the percentages with bachelor's degrees or higher. And you see there the median annual earnings for degree categories. And again, this is the change in employment from 2006 to 16, and the percentages, quite a few positions that will be hired. We're going to look at the top six here. These are the top six. The change from 2006 to 2016, the percent up. And this is the net due to growth and replacement needs for those six categories, the degree categories that are required for positions, and then again these six categories, the percent of workers aged 25 to 44 by educational attainment. You see that again the top categories and the percents with bachelor's degrees. So the take-home message is here. One, plan ahead. Check out the opportunities. Learn the process. And don't sell yourself short. And public service does offer great rewards. And it could be the most important do-it-yourself project you'll ever take on. So it's up to you to do some reading, and this booklet that I mentioned at the start is a good place to begin. It's about a 40-page booklet. You can download the PDF free of charge. You can buy them in quantities if you're an advisor and want to buy copies for your students. They're not very expensive, but you can do that. It's a really good way to begin, and both for advisors and advisees. So you can download it at this site. I have a one-page handout that has all of these websites summarized that will be in the Employment Opportunities Office after this seminar is completed. So thank you for considering a career in federal government service.